Welcome to the Parshas HaShavua Shir. This week, of course, there's no Parsha, so we'll focus on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Apologies for not posting for a few weeks. I was away, but hopefully we get back to it now. So I'm going to focus on one aspect of Matan Torah, giving of the Torah, which has particular relevance for this year, being that this year's Shavuos is Friday and Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos, meaning that the first day Shavuos, really, in the time of Matan Torah, was Shabbos. And there seems to be this connection between Shavuos and Shabbos. Now, first of all, a couple of interesting things. Although we say that everyone agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos, the way our calendar is structured now, post Hillel the Second, that we have a structured, systematic calendar, Shavuos can actually not fall out on Shabbos. Now, Matan Torah was on Shabbos. The other event that happened on Shavuos, which is David HaMelech's passing, also happened on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us it was Shabbos. In fact, we are taught that there were three tzaddikim that passed away on Shabbos afternoon. David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yosef HaTzadik, which is why actually at Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, we have a little paragraph we say called Tzidkoscho, where we talk about the righteousness and the greatness of Hashem. There are three psukim there to do with Tzidkoscho, and it's similar to what we do at a funeral called Tziduk Hadin, where we declare God's righteousness and His judgment is always righteous, even though sometimes we don't understand it. The reason we have the three psukim of Tzidkoscho at Mincha is corresponding to the three tzaddikim that passed away on Shabbos afternoon. So David HaMelech passed away Shabbos afternoon, and that was Shabbos. In fact, so did Moshe Rabbeinu, and he passed away on the 7th of Adar, which incidentally could also not fall out on a Shabbos today. And Matan Torah took place on a Shabbos, which also cannot be Shavuos today. We cannot have Shavuos on Shabbos today. Okay, but that's the way the calendar works. But this year, we have at least a connection to the concept of Shavuos being Shabbos because the 2 days of Shavuos, which are of course both connected with Matan Torah, the second day this year is Shabbos. An interesting consequence of Shavuos being on Shabbos is that this is actually one of the reasons brought down why we eat milk foods on Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down, a famous thing. He says brings it down in the name of it, a Godol Echad. Of course, there are many reasons why we eat milchiks on Shavuos. Just before we go to the Mishnah Berurah, one of the famous reasons is that on Shavuos a special korban was brought, a special sacrifice was brought, called the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads. Now, many people say that one is supposed to eat meat on Yom Tov. Therefore, if we come back from Shul on Shabbos day, on Shavuos day, and we eat milk foods, then al pi halacha, of course, we have to say a bracha acher, we have to bench, and eat separately another meal, a meat meal, which means we're eating two meals with two bread, so to speak, and therefore those two meals commemorate the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads. Of course, another reason is that Torah is compared to milk, the sweetness of milk, and so on. Many, many reasons are given. The word Cholov, which is milk, also has the gematria of 40. We know the Torah was given in sets of 40 days. After Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain, and he learned Torah for 40 days with Hashem, and so on. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of Godol Echad, in the name of one great person. He says the reason is because after Matan Torah, suddenly the Yidden became obligated in the halacha. So, for example, they had to shecht, they had to properly prepare the animal, they had to cook in new kalim that were kashered, and so on. And the problem is, it was Shabbos, they couldn't do any of that. They couldn't shecht, they couldn't kasher, they couldn't do any of that. So, for the time being, they ate milk foods. So that's a consequence of the fact that Matan Torah was on Shabbos. Now, what's the deeper meaning of the concept of Matan Torah being on Shabbos? So we know that Shabbos is connected with the concept of menucha, of inner peace, rest, tranquility, calmness. The word menucha can be translated many, many ways. And the Chazal tell us, brought down in Rashi, on Shchumish, that when the 6 days of creation were finished, it says, Ma hoyo ha'olam choser, what was the world missing? It was missing menucha, it was missing that rest. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha, Shabbos came, menucha came. So we see the idea of Shabbos is connected to the idea of menucha. Now, what does that mean spiritually? Spiritually, it also means that Shabbos is a time that brings together so the purpose of creation. In other words, during the week we do. During the week everyone does their thing. Everyone's thing is different. Everyone is involved with their job in their different activities and so on and so forth. So the world, the weekday is very much a time of doing. But obviously, sometimes what we do is very fragmented. We do so many different things. And therefore, that inner calmness is not necessarily evident during the week because we're running from one thing to the next. However, Shabbos is the time to sort of step back. Shabbos we stop doing. Shabbos is a time we reflect on a higher reality. We focus on our emunah in Hashem. We focus in the emunah that everything was created by Hashem and everything has a purpose directed by Hashem. And therefore, Shabbos is the concept where creation doesn't happen, but more the purpose of creation or the creative force of creation is revealed, is emphasized much more on Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos is a time that brings menucha. Now, this concept of menucha, this concept of calmness and inner peace and so on, really was completed and can only be possible through Matan Torah. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, there's a pasuk, and the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, the pasuk says, Mishamayim hishmata din. We say to Hashem, from heaven, you communicated to us your laws. Eretz Yora v'shokota, the land feared, trembled, was scared, v'shokota, and calmed down. Says the Gemara, if it was scared, why did it calm down? If it was calm, why was it scared? However, the Gemara says what happened was in the beginning it was scared and then it calmed down. And this is based on something Reish Lakish tells us. Reish Lakish says that if you look in the 6 days of creation, it says, on the last day, it says, Vayi erev, Vayi boiker, it was evening and morning, Yoim Hashishi, the sixth day. It doesn't say Yoim Shishi, the sixth day, like it says by the other days, Yoim Shlishi, Yoim Revi, and so on. It says Yoim Hashishi, the sixth day. It says, what? With an extra hay. What's that extra hay? It says Reish Lakish, that Hashem made a condition with creation that if the Yidden, if the Jews will accept the Torah, then you will last, you will be able to be in existence for eternity, for you'll have that kiyum. But if not, if the Yidden do not accept the Torah, said Hashem to the world, I'm going to return the world to a state of nothingness, to a state of chaos. And therefore, the Gemara says that's why until Matan Torah, the world, so to speak, had a flimsy existence, which explains the metaphor or the description of the world trembling. However, once the Yidden accepted the Torah, the world calmed down and the world had a peaceful existence. Now, on a deeper level, what does that mean? We know that that's the concept that there's no calmness, there's no inner peace unless there's purpose. Chazal tell us, Ein lecho ben chayrin. There is no free person, only someone who is involved in Torah and Torah study. Because if we don't have the Torah, then we are slaves to everything that we do, and we are slaves to running around to the treadmill of life, to just doing one thing, the next, surviving, accomplishing, succeeding, whatever the case is, but we have no purpose, no direction, and no guidance and purpose inspiring and bringing everything into our life to a state of oneness and a state of calmness. That's why Chazal tell us, Kula Alma. Everyone agrees that the Shabbos was the Torah was given on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the concept of that calmness, and Torah gives the ability to create that calmness. So we have the Torah, and we understand what is inspiring, what is directing, what is creating, what is the basis for everything that we do, and everything we do is connected to the higher purpose by the guidance and the moral compass of Torah. Then we bring menucha, we bring calmness and peace into the world. That's the connection between Torah and Shabbos, and that's why Torah was given on Shabbos. Just one more small connection between Torah and Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is not just holy, right? So Shabbos, what it does is, Shabbos brings holiness into the rest of existence. So the Zohar tells us, "Minei mizborchin kula yema," that the day of Shabbos brings kedusha to the week. In other words, the whole idea of Shabbos is not that Shabbos remains a day isolated from the rest of the week. The point of Shabbos is to infuse the rest of the week with the Kedusha of Shabbos. And therefore, the ability to make the rest of the week holy or refined comes from Shabbos. The same thing with Torah. Torah is the learning of Torah, but of course the purpose of Torah is not to remain isolated as an academic exercise only, but the idea is to illuminate and to inspire and to sanctify all parts of our life, that they should be permeated and illuminated with the light of Torah and mitzvahs. And then again, there's another connection between Torah and Shabbos, and that's why the Torah was given on Shabbos. Something to reflect on with greater emphasis this year, being that Shavuos is Friday and Shabbos. So I just want to wish everyone a really good Yontif, and there's an expression that we wish people when it comes to Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah, that we should merit to receive the Torah once again, B'simcha u'bipnimis, with joy. Joy, of course, because we are understand and appreciate the gift of being able to have Torah, learn Torah, and keep Torah. And bipnimius means internalize, that we should be able to internalize the message of Torah and live by it. Wishing everyone a good day and a good Yontif and a good Shabbos.